ಹೇತಾಕಮಲ ಪತ್ರಾಕ್ಷ ಹೇತಾಕಮಲ ಪತ್ರಾಕ್ಷ ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧವಿಮೋಚನಂ ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧವಿಮೋಚನಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಚಾನುರಕ್ತಾಯ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಚಾನುರಕ್ತಾಯ ದುಹು ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರೇಶ್ವರ ದಿಸ್ ಕಮಲ ಪತ್ರಾಕ್ಷಾಯ ಓ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಐ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ karma bandhu from the bondage of material birth, vimochana, the means of liberation, bhaktaya, to your devotee, anuraktaya, who is very attached, guru, please speak, Vishveshwareshwara, of all the lords of the universe, Ishvara, O Supreme Lord. So the translation by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. O Lotus Eyed One, O the Supreme Lord of all the lords of the universe, please explain to your devoted servant this means of liberation from the bondage of work. Now there is no purport for this, right? So we will move to the next text, which is text number 6. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ ನಾಹಿ ಅಂತೋ ಅನಂತ ಪರಕ್ಷ ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧಾಕ್ಷಕೋ ದವ ಸಂಕ್ಷಿಪ್ಸಾಂ ವರ್ಣ ಇಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯತ್ಯವಾತ್ ಅನುಪೂರ್ವಶ. ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಉದವ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ಇನ್ಯೂಮರಬಲ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಡೈಟಿ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ as I shall explain this topic to you briefly, one step at a time. Purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Here, the word Karmakanda refers to the various Vedic methods of worship culminating in deity worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as a means of sense gratification and material renunciations are innumerable, the transcendental pastimes and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoys in His own abode called Vaikuntha are also innumerable. The various concepts of piety and methods of purification in the material world ultimately cannot be reconciled about themselves without accepting the absolute truth, the Personality of Godhead, since without appreciation of Him, there is no definitive understanding of what is actually obligatory for a human being. Even though almost all human beings are engaged in various processes of worship, the Lord will now summarize the topic describing how one should worship Him in His deity form. So here in the purport, you know, there is mention about the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. Right. So today what I'll do is I'll just summarize my topic into four parts so that it's easier for us to understand. It's a very quick part. I'm not going to take much time, hopefully. The first part we'll discuss about the Karma Kanda session of the Vedas from the Krishna conscious viewpoint. The second is what is deity worship and its importance, followed by Srila Prabhupada's instruction to his followers. Then the third one would be Srimad Bhagavatam perception about deity worship. We'll look at about a couple of examples from previous cantos. And then finally, why deity worship has degraded in Kali Yuga. This is very appropriate to this topic, you know, which is the process of deity worship. Now, the subject, as you guys know, the subject matter of Vedas are divided into three parts. The first one is known as Karma Kanda section, where it is all the activities are meant for ritualistic activities are meant to gain material benefit. That is done in the form of yajna. The second one is Upasana Kanda, which is a higher state than the Karma Kanda, and that deals with the various kinds of worship or meditation. Now here it is very interestingly said that the Upasana Kanda, you can choose a deity of your choice. There is no restriction on whom you have to choose. You know, if you want, you can choose Durga. If you want, you can choose Ganesha or something, you know. And perhaps, you know, that is the reason that these days, you know, it has boiled down to the idol worship. Because each one can do whatever they want and they can worship whatever idol or, deity they want. The third one is Jnana Kanda, which is the most essential part. Before we go there, the Karma Kanda and the Upasana Kanda, the goal is to be happy in this life and to also obtain heavenly planets even after the death. But these material effects, results, you know, they are all temporary, you know. So moving on to the next one, which is Jnana Kanda. This is the most essential part of the Vedas and it's also the conclusive section of Vedas. It's also known as Upanishad. Now here, people know that heavenly abode is not the ultimate goal of life. So what they think is, in order to end the suffering in this material world, we have to obtain liberation. So if you have to obtain liberation, you have to know the Supreme Lord. So this knowledge of Supreme Lord is discussed as a subject matter in this section, which is known as Upanishad. Now, in this Upanishad, the Supreme Lord is referred to as Brahma. It's very important. This is the first understanding of spiritual realization. So you can understand the Vedas, you know, it will not go beyond Brahma. It's the first knowledge of understanding. Now, as Vaishnavas, we know that we are not interested to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord because we want to serve the Lord personally, right? For we are not interested in the Karmakanda sections. Because we know that pure devotional service is above jnana and karma. A very good sloka is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about pure devotional service. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavitam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. So, pure devotional service is beyond the tinge of karma and jnana. That we know that. Now, in pure devotional service, there is not even a tinge of jnana or karma. Okay. Consequently, as Vaishnavas, when we distribute charity, you know, we need not have to find a Brahmin who is doing the Karma Kanda or Jnana Kanda sessions, right? Now, this has been appropriately told by our previous acharyas, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just drawing a quick example, we see in the life of Advaita Acharya, who was very instrumental in bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. Now, Advaita Acharya, what he did was, after he did his Shraddha ceremony of his father. Now, Shraddha ceremony means you do the annual funeral ceremony of your parents, right? So, when Advaita Acharya performed this Shraddha ceremony, he distributed the remnants of the prasadam to Haridas Thakur, whom all of us know that is born from a Brahmin family. He's not even, he's born by a Muslim family and is not even a Brahmin. But he was free from the tinge of Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. So, and he was exhibiting the pure quality of a devotee, you know. So, Advaita Acharya gave the remnants to Haridas Thakur. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that that is chapter 3.10, Saha Jana Praha Srishto. Lord Brahma, when he created all the living beings, including the human being and the demigods, he also advised them to perform yajna so that they can be happy and they can achieve whatever material results they want. Now we know that the ultimate goal of this yajna is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the purpose of performing yajna is even though to get material gain, but the aim is to simultaneously please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this kind of yajnas are recommended in Vedas, and that is what we are mentioning about Karma Kanda, right? Which is meant to gain material happiness, but the aim is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one thing is sure, these Vedas, they are contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Now this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2.45, Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtraiguno Bhavarjuna Nirbando Nitya Sattvasya Niryoga Shema Atmavan. What he is saying is, the Vedas deal with mainly with the three modes of material nature, and that's the subject matter. So you have to rise above the three modes and become transcendental. That's what Krishna is also saying, the same thing. Now generally the karmakanda ritualistic activities are done in the mode of passion. As you know, the mode of passion means God is there but I am in the center. That is the mentality. That's what they do. Because they are doing it for their material desires. Now, one of our acharya, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, has brought out a very interesting point in regard to the karmakanda session and its work, and it deserves mention. Now what he is saying is, although the Vedas are materially motivated, yet there is a touch of devotional service. Why? Because when we perform the yajnas, the object is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, any activities that is done to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead means then there is a tinge of bhakti there. Okay? Now, this bhakti is more than enough to pure the material nature of these yajnas. Because bhakti is of great value and it purifies. Now, we see that such yajnas are recommended in the Vedas, such as Surya Yajna, Indra Yajna, Chandra Yajna, you know. They are meant for the people to have the material benefit. Now, these yajnas, we see that they are done in the name of demigods. But the demigods themselves are nothing but the different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the demigods cannot accept the offering for themselves, but they in turn have to pass through the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the conclusion is, if yajnas are done with the full knowledge and understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that is described as an offering to the Supreme Lord. Now again, this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Lord, verse 5.29. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Lord says that the Lord is a beneficiary of all the sacrifices and the rituals. Alright. Now with that, you know, we finish off the karmakanda session, so you might have an understanding about the karmakanda from the Krishna conscious point of view. Now moving on to the deity worship and its importance. Now although we know that Krishna is present everywhere, we are so much conditioned that we are not able to see the spiritual form of Krishna. But out of his kindness, Krishna has agreed to come in a form so that we can see him and we can serve him with our material senses. So Krishna has basically agreed to come in a form upon the request of his devotees, but apparently to us, you know, he looks that Krishna is made up of a stone or a metal or a wood. Here we see Radha Pallabhaina, a neophyte devotee initially, or even a non-devotee. When he comes, you know, immediately he sees Krishna is made up of a stone. But to us, you know, we are seeing Krishna, Radha Pallabha day in and day out. And we feel that, you know, the Lord is not made up of stone, but it's a spiritual form of the Lord. Likewise, Gauranithai also, it's made up of metal, you know, installed by Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee. But we see, you know, Gauranithai as made up of, you know, as Gauranithai himself, they're not made up of metal, nor Jagannath Baladev Subhadra made up of wood, you know. So, that is understanding of the devotee. Now, Krishna also agrees to accept offering in this form, because Krishna wants to reciprocate with our feelings, with the consciousness, and that is why he is taking the offering in the form. Why? Because the Lord energy is spread everywhere. The Lord is absolute, so he can exchange the dealings with the devotees. Now this is again confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.26. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tat aham bhakti upahartam ashnani prayatatmanah. The Lord says, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a fruit, a flower or water, I will accept it. Right? So the devotee, what happens is, we are offered normally bhoga to the Lord in the form of eatables, fruits, vegetables, etc. And the Lord cooks vegetables. And then the Lord offers it and gives us his prasadam, and then we are taking his remnants. Why? Because the Lord is Bhakta Vishala. He is very compassionate with the devotees, and hence He gives the offering back to us and we take it. Now, we will see the link of deity worship with devotional service. Right? Now, of the 9 processes of devotional service mentioned, starting from Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, up to Atma Nivedanam, the first 3 belongs to the Bhagavat Mart, and the remaining 6 belongs to the Pancharatrika wing. Now, the deity worship comes under the Pancharatrika wing. Now, as a devotee of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada has always recommended that we should follow a 2-step process or a 2-track system. 1 track is for Bhagavata Mark, that we chant and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. There is 1 track. The other track is deity worship, Pancharatri Kriti. Now, if our devotional service goes in this 2-track, then it's easier for us to continue rather than falling apart, just like on the like a monorail, you know. There are chances that it can collapse. So in this way, we are, a spiritual track is very much established. Now, there are also the spiritual, or the sorry, the deity worship is also one of the angas of devotion service. Out of the 5 angas described in Nectar of Devotion, Sri Murti Sevaya, that is also a very important step in, out of the 5 potential described in Nectar of Devotion. The other being Bhagavata Shravana, Nama Sankirtanam, Sadhu Sankha, and Madhura Vasa. Now, a devotee, under the guidance and direction of a spiritual master, engages in deity worship. Now, there is some qualification you need to do the deity worship. Now, this has been illustrated in the sloka in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, which has to be mentioned and which needs to be expanded on. Now the sloka is tarpiti pranipatena pratiprakshena sevaya upadekshanti ti jana jnanastu tatva darshana. Now the translation here is, try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Interestingly enough, you know, I went into the word by word translation to see what do you mean by upadekshanti. Now Prabhupada has very nicely, he has translated the meaning as will initiate. So this process of initiation is mentioned here. So upadekshanti means initiation. So by the process of initiation, the guru is imparting knowledge. So what kind of knowledge? He's going to give you instruction in the form of chanting the holy name and follow the 4 regulative principles and all that. And by following that, you are fixed, you become steady. And then again, you know, observing you, the guru is pleased with your service, and again he gives you the Brahmin initiation in the form of a mantra. Now, as you know, the Hare Krishna mantra is given publicly to everyone. But there are some mantras which is not given publicly, which is hidden from the general mass of people. And the Gayatri mantras are one such thing, where the guru gives it to the disciple only after the 2nd initiation. And once when you get there, then you are qualified to serve the deities. Because they have seen the truth. The truth means, you know, they have surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, they have got realization, they can share the realization, and in that way, you can realize Krishna in the same way they have realized. Now, Prabhupada always stresses the need for deity worship. Now, this is a sort of a small phrase or I picked up from the morning walk session. This was done in Los Angeles on 12th of December 1973. Now, deity worship program is meant to keep us safe. That's what it is, the moral. And if we neglect deity worship, we shall fall down. Okay? Now, as you know, whenever Prabhupada talks, right, he always mentions a sloka with reference to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. He doesn't talk like that whimsically. There's always a reference done to a Bhagavad Gita or a Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Now, this Srimad Bhagavatam verse is 12.2.47. The context is, I just say the context and then we'll talk so that it will be easier. The context is, Lord Rishabhadeva had hundreds of sons. Out of that, nine of his sons were great sages and very realized personalities. They can go anywhere they want, completely liberated. They don't have any material restriction on them. They can go anywhere they want, including spiritual also they can go. Now, these sages can be also compared to that of the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma. Now, these sages, once they came upon a place where Maharaja Nimi was performing a great sacrifice. Now, Maharaja Nimi at the time inquired these sages about the well-being of everyone and also slowly asking about devotional service about the Lord. Now, these sages in response was talking this verse. Archayam eva hareye pujamya shraddhiyate natar bhakteshu chanyeshu sambhakta prakritta smrita. Now, the translation is, a devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called a prakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. Now, let me read the verse exactly what Srila Prabhupada, because I don't want to change whatever Srila Prabhupada has changed words. Let me read this script. We have a responsibility to understand what is actually a pure devotee and what is our duty to the people in general. This is a requirement for making advancement. When one understands this, he becomes a Madhyama Adhikari. Most people are simply interested in going to a church or temple without any understanding. Therefore, it is now failing. Churches are being closed. Similarly, if you do not keep yourself fit to preach, then your temples will also be closed in due course of time. Without preaching, you will not feel enthused to continue temple worship, and without temple worship, you cannot keep yourself pure and clean. These two things must go in parallel. So what are the two things? Preaching and daily worship. He says, you should go in parallel, then there is success. In modern times, whether among the Hindus, Muslims or Christians, because there is no teaching of philosophy, the mosque or the temple or the church is being closed. Again, he is emphasizing, without preaching, without understanding philosophy, you cannot keep your strength. Everyone should be thoroughly well versed with the philosophy which we are putting forth. So Prabhupada has emphasized twice about preaching, right? Now, there are three kinds of preaching. Preaching means it's not only just giving Bhagavatam class, a Bhagavad Gita class. Now, this is an expert comment by Kamalakrishna Goswami. I used to listen to his lecture sometime back. Now, Kamalakrishna Maharaj himself, you know, has mentioned this. Three kinds of preaching are there. The first preaching is, as you know, is distributing goods. There is nothing to match because we are giving knowledge to all the people and it spreads across, and that is the first thing, distribution of goods. The second is distributing holy name in the form of chanting or giving Bhagavad Gita class or Bhagavatam. That is distributing holy name of the Lord. The third one is distributing prasadam. So all the three is considered preaching. So that's the point, you know, they are driving through. Also, I went into the purport, you know, the purport which Prabhupada was mentioning, 11.2.47, just to see what again Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, because he is the one who wrote the purport at the time. So I said, just out of curiosity, you know, in that he again mentions the Lord. Of course, this was something different to me, I didn't know this part actually. Now, in this purport, it's written that the Lord can represent themselves before the worshipper in five different forms. In fact, I didn't know that. The first form is the original form known as Para. The second is this quadruple expansion as Chaturvyuha. This is for the material manifestations, you know, including Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudeva, Vishnu, Padari. Then the third is this pastimes known as Vaibhava. I know that, but I didn't know the name. And the super soul as Antaryami, and the deity as Archa. Acha. So these are the five ways which Krishna can reciprocate. Now, the second one is another example in you are going to Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Canto 4, 24th chapter, 44th verse. This is with due to the Prachetas. This was a song given by Lord Shiva to Prachetas. The Prachetas are the sons of King Prachinya Bharat. And they left home in search of realization. And on the way, you know, they saw Lord Shiva and they obtained a prayer from Lord Shiva, which was sung to him, to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see the verse and then the translation. Darshanam na drikshunam dehi bhagavat chitam rupam prityamam svabanam sarvendriya gunanjayam. My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very dear devotees worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form, for only that form worshipped by the devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. Very interesting point even here, you know. So, the form that is worshipped or that is asked by the devotee, requesting the Lord to come as we see here, you know, in the case of Gaur Nithai, Radha Ballabha and Jagannath Balade Subhadra, these forms are very, very powerful. And because these forms are worshipped by the Lord's dear devotees, it becomes very dear to the Lord and the Lord reciprocates. And the other point he mentioned here is, then by worshipping perfectly, one can satisfy all the demands of the senses. So pure devotional service means engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. We also see, you know, in many examples in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam and all that how the deity was also reciprocating with the devotees. So we see now, you know, we think, oh, we are only doing worship to Radha Ballabha all the time, but the Lord is not reciprocating, but He is reciprocating, but we are not able to see that. But pure devotees have seen that in the past. Now, just to give draw our attention to the episode of Madhavendra Puri. Now, Madhavendra Puri was on his tour from Vrindavan to Puri. On his way, he stopped at Ramana, a place. There, when he was taking rice, he was very much interested to offer a sweet rice to his deity Gopala. Now, the place where he stayed was very famous, and there is a deity called Gopinatha. Now, because that he had a desire to serve his deity Gopala sweet rice, the Lord was so compassionate that when the sweet rice was offered to the Lord stole the sweet rice and kept it in a corner. And then in the dream, you know, he requested the priest, you know, I have kept some sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. You can come and take it and give it to Madhavendra Puri. So the priest went, he went to the altar, he took the sweet rice and gave it to Madhavendra Puri, you know. So this was the way the Lord was reciprocating also. Now again, we also see the story of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was so much renounced, actually. Now he also had a deity, right? Now these Goswamis are so much renounced that they keep changing trees. Because if you live on the same tree, you get attached to the tree. That was the mood, actually. They keep on moving, changing trees, and they used to keep the deities at the top of the tree. Now this Radha Madana Mohan deity used to speak to Sanatana Goswami. Can you imagine? If Radha Ballabha speaks to Nandamandir Gopavrindesh and say, come on, you know, what you guys. Can you imagine that? So really, you know, just imagine. Or even Aditi Mataji, bring some water. This water is not hot. Bring some, please give me gold. Now this has happened. It is not a joke. Now it has happened to Sanatana Goswami. Now Sanatana Goswami, what, as you know, is a mendicant, okay? He cannot afford. So he used to take some flour, put some salt water, some water, which is basically very little salt in there, nothing. And he never used to put salt because he cannot afford. Now he makes chapati and offer to the Lord. Now the deities, you know, took the prasadam, and after some time they start complaining, "Oh, what is this? You are feeling this chapati which doesn't even have a salt. Why can't you put little bit salt and give me? Because I am finding it very difficult to taste it, you know." Then Sanatana Goswami used to say to his deity, "Now you are asking salt, tomorrow you may ask something else, I cannot offer. So better whatever I give you, you take it and keep quiet." Well, the deity said, "Fine, if you can't do it, fine, that's okay." So the deity were talking to life like that. So this is, we can't imagine that, but it has happened. So we have seen how the Lord is reciprocating, and finally, you know, we've got 5 more minutes to wind up this. Now, the last section, as I said, was to see why deity worship has degraded in Kali Yuga. That's a very, very important thing. Now, I'm basically from India, and some of these guys are also from India, you know. Now, we know that, we can give a reference from India, because I can't talk about Australian culture. Now, because actually, in fact, deity worship has degraded in India, that is a reference to I'm making here. Now, the British government was ruling us, okay. Now, the British system have completely devastated our spiritual life. Thanks to them for doing that. Now, just a small story behind that. Now, almost 200 years back, the Britishers entered India under the banner as East India Company. All of the Indians, please listen to this. Now you know what our heritage is and why we are like this. And now we can understand. We appreciate also. We understand. We appreciate Srila Prabhupada movement, which is very glorious, and then we stick on to that. That's the reason I'm saying this. Okay. 200 years back, the Britishers entered India under the banner of East India Company for trading purposes. Trading purposes. Now, they looked at the riches of the India and the opulence, and they were so much carried away. They were attracted and they became greedy. So hence they want to establish a political rule in India. Okay? So they wanted to rule India. Now, at that time, the king, the queen of London, right? Elizabeth. She, everything was going under her authority, you can say. Now, at that time, Macaulay, have you heard of that? Very important personality, we should know this. And today he may be a worm or a stool. Because the man, see what he has done actually with the Indian system. It is true, because the whole purpose is to please the Supreme Lord, and someone has gone against not pleasing the Lord. You can see what's the reaction. Okay, this Macaulay, who came to India around 1830 under the group headed by the Queen, and the group was known as the Supreme Council of India. Okay, now this person, he toured the length and breadth of India for a couple of years. Then he has sent a report to the Queen. Okay. Now, please, I'm reading this. I want everyone, of course, I know you're all attentive. Please be more attentive in listening to this. Lord Macaulay addressed to the British Parliament dated 2nd February 1835. "I have travelled across the length and breadth of India, and I have not seen one person who is a beggar, who is a thief. Such wealth I have seen in this country, such high moral values. People of such caliber that I do not think we would ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this nation, which is a spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore, I propose that we replace her old and ancient education system, her culture, for if Indians think that all that is foreign and English is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem, their native culture, and they will become what we want them, a truly dominated nation." This is what he has done. Because we can see, you know, through Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear, you know, 5,000 years back, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, the entire town, village, the whole India was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and suddenly after 500 years, no one wants to chant. So what's the reason? Where it is, you know, there somewhere was done some plugging there, you know, and this is this guy. Anyway, finally, you know, our heartfelt thanks to the efforts of Srila Prabhupada in establishing the law spiritual culture of India, not only in India, but also throughout the world by starting the ISKCON movement and giving us an opportunity to serve Sri Sri Gauraneta, Sri Sri Radha Vallabha and Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So I stop here. If there are any comments, questions, then we'll see. Thank you, Ganthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.